WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're positively getting the Maryland Crab Cake Tour out on the road. It's going to be a good week in Baltimore, Maryland, not just because the Orioles are home all weekend and the Rays are in and we're wearing black for Adam Jones, but beginning on Friday morning, I'll be not giving away these 50th anniversary tickets. No. I got the fresh ones. Ravens tickets are in. Ravens scratch-offs. We'll have those Friday morning. We're going to be at Fadley's from 9 until noon with our Coppin State partners, Dr. Anthony Jenkins. Always love visiting with him, as well as head coach Larry Stewart from the basketball program. That's Friday morning. I think Leonard Raskin's stopping by. We're going to be talking about this new party going on at the Nest at the Baltimore Convention Center. It's right above my 25th anniversary cupcake at the corner of Conway and Howard, right as you're coming into the city, up on the second floor, not attached to the convention center. It's in the convention center. It's this beautiful atrium, indoor, outdoor, cornhole, Jenga, beer, music. Friday night, I'll be there. Saturday night, you'll be there. We'll be there through the playoffs. It's the Nest. And then we're at Coco's next Thursday for the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery, in conjunction with Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. Get your windows done like I did. And our newest partners at Jiffy Lube as well. I got wind this week of something. First off, I am still really, and I mean this sincerely, in mourning about the loss of Jimmy Buffett. So Jimmy Buffett's been gone about 11, 12 days as we're recording this now. There hasn't been a day gone by I haven't listened to Defying Gravity. And I went over to Coco's last Saturday with my wife. We had not had a cheeseburger, and they had this cheeseburger in Paradise. And, you know, I like mine with lettuce and tomato, Heinz 57 and French fried potato, big kosher pickle, and a cold draft beer, which I'm about. This guy does pickle festivals. And when I heard that they're having a pickle festival here, my wife loves pickles. Jimmy Buffett just died. You can't do cheeseburger in Paradise without a big dill pickle. Kevin Baxter joins us. He runs this thing, and this event is coming here to Baltimore, and it's COVID-related. It's called the Big Dill, the world's largest pickle party. Kevin, I can't begin to tell you, but first off, my wife's never been pregnant. She had cancer twice. When she had cancer, she had this craving, like, for salty stuff. I can't begin to tell how many times she sent me out to the store to get pickles, and she's very, very specific about what pickle she wants. She likes dill. I like bread and butter. But you're the pickle king, man. What is a pickle party?
Pickle party is a take. I think you said a lot of people call us a pickle festival, but we actually took the concept of a traditional festival that has everything pickles. We turned it into a party. And we have the world's largest pickle party, the Big Dill. So we have carnival games. We have contests. We have musicians. We have a live show. We got the mummers. We got everything that would make a great party coming in, including great pickles. So we have vendors from all over the country serving what we consider right now. We're in the middle of, believe it or not, a pickle revolution. So you can come there and you can get pizza flavored, taco flavored pickles, every type of pickle. They're amazing. These are artisan vendors, and they're all at the Big Dill.
Yeah, you know, I get out a little bit. Like, my friends over at Drug City, they have like 25 different types of potato chips.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, you know, a sandwich used to, my mom was, you know, it was Wonder Bread, and she put some bologna or some cheese, American cheese. Now, man, when I'm over at Wise Markets and I see, you know, honey, ham, tavern, rubbed, spicy, salt, you know, like all of the deli things that happen with deli meats and artisan breads and 10 grain sandwiches and high stack corned beef and pastrami. But all of that comes with chips. Yeah. And you can do, you know, crab chips or barbecue, whatever, but it always has a pickle, and the pickle's usually dill. And I'm always the guy, like, I eat it and I pick up this limp, gnarly, you know, I'm like, man, that tastes like my mother's pickles that were in the back of the fridge for too long, you know, wilting away. And then sometimes you go to a place, like you go to a proper deli, and you get a proper corned beef sandwich, and they give you a pickle, and you get that crunch, and yep, you're like, damn, I want to buy a whole bottle of those. And every pickle's created differently, right? So that's the thing about me and my wife. She'll be like, I like that brand, I don't like that brand. She likes the ones in the little white plastic things with the little, she doesn't like the jars. That's not her thing. And I've gotten the wrong ones. But I'm a bread and butter. I like sweet pickles, and I like them on my burgers. So yeah. I'm not a dill. I mean, I'm okay with dill, but I've always, my palate's always been sweet for some reason.
Yeah, I mean, we're the dill people. So sometimes we make fun of people who like sweet pickles, but
No sweet pickles at your festival? None?
We have them. We do have them. Because these artisan pickles make all different things. We have a running joke. It's kind of like spy versus spy. And we're always kind of making fun of sweet pickle people. But that's just because we are the big deal. But sweet pickles can be really good on a deli sandwich. You are correct on that.
All right, dude. You got like the great Philly Jersey accent going. Wait, like, give me your story on pickles. Because clearly you're an entrepreneur. You're throwing a party. We'll get to all that. But yep. There's always the inspiration. I mean, like, I'm some jack wagon you just met on the radio. You're like, I wonder about that. I bought a radio station 25 years ago because I love sports. And they, like, this is where we are. Like, people say, how did this whole thing start? Well, you know, a pickle festival. Did you attend Lollapalooza and think I could do that with pickles or something?
Here's the quick backstory. I had always been involved in events. I'd done concerts and whatnot. And I, you know my accent. So I'm actually from New York and had an office in Philly.
What festivals have you done music? I bet I've been to your festivals, dude. I'm a music guy.
Believe it or not, we've done stuff with Sean Kingston, Rihanna when she was younger, because we did a lot of stuff with radio stations up there. So they would bring us artists. Really funny story. We actually passed on Lady Gaga because they would always give us a song and be like, hey, what do you think about this? You know, she could come by and do something. And we said, no. And so that was probably a mistake.
It's like the night I went to the Fix concert instead of the U2 concert back in 84. I mean, I love the Fix, but like I screwed that up. That was a bad call.
Yeah, 100%. So I did a cheesesteak festival at Lincoln Financial Field. It was like 27,000 people. So that was my first foray.
How many wing bowls did you attend back in the day?
I went to two or three.
So I would think that when I say to my wife, I own a radio station. So I say to her, and I've done events and we've done well and had money. And my dear friend, Paul Mann, is doing the trifecta food truck. I mean, I see food truck festivals and cover band. I mean, I know promoters of all kinds, but you know, from doing pickles, like picking up on pickles. And to your point, you said there's a pickle revolution. I don't doubt that. Hey, I was the guy 20 years ago that said, you're going to make beer in a farmhouse and like you're going to compete with Budweiser? Really? You're going to make beer and compete with them? And now the craft beer things here, I have no doubt that pickles are a part of meals everywhere. And they really have become more like you could stretch out and try something you've never had before. I would think at this festival, I could have 100 different kinds of pickles I've never had before.
You could have 100 different pickles. You could have all the drinks, pickle teenies, pickle margaritas. You know, we do a pickleback experience. You got Frank's Red Hot is going to be there. So it's pickled out, but it's also just a ton of fun. You know, at 4 o'clock, we do a pickle rave. So the best thing I ever heard is where we stay. A lot of people stay as well. And I heard this guy say, hey, my girlfriend dragged me out to this, did not want to go. And I'll be honest, our festival is about 80% female. He said, by 4 o'clock, I'm in a pickle rave having the time of my life. I don't even know what this is, but I like it.
Well, I took a picture. I was on a coastal highway. We did our show in Ocean City, Maryland, not New Jersey, the one that has booze and, you know, all that. I had Mike Lombardi on this week from the other Ocean City up there talking some football. But I was walking down a coastal highway and I looked up, you know, bar where young people hang out, where I used to be young. I used to hang out. Right. And I looked up and on the outside of the sign, it said pickle shots. And I'm like, you're promoting that on a coastal highway? Like, of all the things you could put on a board with five things, you know, beers are $2, girls are pretty, music on the deck, pickle shots. And I'm thinking, is that a come on? Is that really an inducement to come in?
Absolutely. And we actually, and they're from Ocean City, Maryland. One of our great partners, the original pickle shot is a vodka flavored pickle. Vodka. And it's absolutely destroying it. Everybody wants it.
I have never had a pickle shot, Kevin. I've never had a pickle shot. What should I know about a pickle? Does it taste like dill pickle? Is that what it is?
It's just like dill pickles, and it's a very smooth vodka. But here's the key: you can put it in Bloody Marys, you can put it in pickle teenies, which is a martini, you can put it in a pickle margarita. So it's very versatile, including if you have it chilled, it's a party starter and it's a conversation starter as well.
I'd have been more likely to do your cheesesteak thing, but I'm just saying that's just for me. Tell me where and when and all that stuff. So my wife, when I told her I'm having the pickle guy on today, my wife is she loves pickles and she likes all kinds of pickles. This is way, way, way up her alley.
Yeah. And I just want to, we have people come, we sold tickets in 50 different states. People are coming from England. They're coming from Canada. So it's great for Maryland tourism. People love to come to this event. It's at Power Plant Live. Down, we've been doing it. It's next weekend. And you can get all the details at www.bigdill.com. We still have some great tickets for Sunday.
23rd, 24th. Man, a lot going on. Trifecta, Artscape. People are going to be out. This is one more thing you definitely should be checking out. And get out to the website. So do you have like a favorite pickle? And like, you know, is there something that's an entryway point for like I never liked wine when I was young, other than like Boone's Farm when I was a kid. You get a little older, you get a little palate for it. You start to say, "Oh, maybe I like a red. Maybe I like a Malbec." What's the gateway to becoming a pickle aficionado, other than just eating the limp pickle at the end of your paper plate when they give you a soggy sandwich?
Well, you got to try these artisan pickles, and we have one of these vendors. You mentioned my accent, Fishtown Pickle Project from Philadelphia. They serve a pickle that tastes just like a Philly hoagie. It's unbelievable with
what?
All the spices. It's crunchy. It's absolutely delicious. Really my favorite pickle right now. Philly Dilly, they call it Philly Dilly Deli.
Philly Dilly Deli.
Yep.
The Big Dill. Go to BigDill.com, the world's largest pickle party. People are coming in from all over the world, watching the Orioles on TV. Ravens are home that way. Everything's going on here. September 23rd, 24th. I mean, we're coming to life as a community here. Events are coming back. The convention center's coming back. We're going to be at the Nest. We're going to be down at Fadley's. It says, best day ever. Here's the thing for all my dudes in the audience. You slid this in because you're a Philly guy, because I'm thinking like, the Wing Bowl was probably like a Rush concert, like a dude fest, right? And I'm thinking like certain things can be dude fest. Chicks like pickles. I 80% women at this festival.
100%. This is a girls' weekend. This is like going to Nashville. You know, we got country music going on, and it's a blast. And this is really treated as an awesome, amazing girls' weekend.
Pictures. He tickles my pickle. Oh my God. Now, get down on the 23rd, 24th, down to the power plant. Everybody knows the way down there. Get back downtown. We're going to be downtown twice this week. I am going to be at Fadley's on Friday, Coco's on Thursday. That's two in the city. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Window Nation, as well as our newest sponsor in Jiffy Lube. Luke is at the ballpark. Luke is in Owings Mills. They don't let me in. Word is they fear me, but that's okay. I'm writing columnists. Big, big letter to Adam Jones, an appreciation for Adam Jones. Dear Adam Jones, you can find out at Baltimore Positive. I am Nestor. We're celebrating pickles and football and baseball and the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. Back for more on Baltimore Positive. Stay with us.